Former Democratic Congressman Mark Schauer of Battle Creek says he hasn't decided whether he will run for governor next year. Western Michigan University political science professor John Clark says Schauer is not well-known statewide, but Clark says that Schauer's two campaigns for the U.S. House, defeating Tim Walberg in 2008 and losing to Walberg in a rematch 2 years later, could help the former state lawmaker if he decides to run for governor.
The congressional district where Schauer ran in some ways is a pretty good launching pad for statewide office in terms of the media markets where you might have at least a little bit of name recognition already. When that district in its previous incarnation ran from Battle Creek, which is in the media market, is the western corner, southwest corner of the state.
So you've got to buy on some Grand Rapids television stations.
Some Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo, all the way up to sort of the edge of Lansing, so you're in that market a little bit. Over to the edge of Ann Arbor.
Which is in the Detroit media market.
So there's at least, you know, some advantage to that.
I spoke with Western political science professor John Clark about next year's race for governor.
The Gongwer News Service editor Zach Gorchow on the Gongwer blog recently wrote about Mark Schauer's decision about whether to run for governor and asked, if not Mr. Schauer, then who? And he notes that if Mr. Schauer passes on the race, a scramble will likely ensue. And that's when you could see some genuine anxiety among Democrats. Is it too early for the Democrats to worry?
Yes and no. I mean, I think that when it comes to this particular race, perhaps not. There are some certainly reasonable candidates that could emerge as Democratic candidates. On the other hand, I think the fact that there isn't a very deep Democratic bench suggests that on a broader level, more systemic level, the party continues to face some challenges. I mean, yes, it is the case that in presidential elections, this has been a consistently, if not safely, Democratic state for the last several election cycles. But when it comes to state politics, there simply aren't that many up-and-comer Democrats that the party can point to and say, here's the next governor, the next United States senator, the next member of Congress. Now, because the Republicans had the opportunity to draw district lines, because of the fact that our executive offices are not elected in the same year as presidential elections, I mean, there are a lot of sort of built-in factors that mitigate the likelihood that Democrats would have as strong a bench as Republicans. But the fact of the matter is you got to win those elections in order to create that bench, and we just haven't seen that coming out of the Democrats in recent elections.
Should it make Democrats nervous that the perceived front-runner going into this year, Gretchen Whitmer, the Senate Democratic leader, decided not to run, and that Mark Schauer, who many people would see as the next most likely person to be the Democratic nominee for governor, has not jumped in yet with both feet. Tim Skubick wrote this week questioning whether Mark Schauer really has the fire in the belly, in his words, to run. If you're a Democrat just looking at, I want Rick Snyder defeated in 2014, should it make you nervous that no one who is seen as the front runner is yet willing to throw their hat into the ring?
Folks haven't made public announcements necessarily, but it's awfully early still in many ways. And I would expect that any serious candidate, before deciding whether or not to enter, would do a lot of work behind the scenes that might not be visible in terms of lining up potential fundraisers and donor base and a campaign staff and so on and so forth. So it isn't necessarily a problem, but it does pose an interesting question for the Democrats, and this gets back to the, you know, sort of the strength of the bench. Rick Snyder has not been especially popular. A recent poll from Epic MRA suggests that his approval rating plunged from 51% at the end of November, which is not dramatically high, but it's above 50, down to 36% in their most recent survey of likely voters in the state. And, you know, that suggests that there's an opportunity there, that there's dissatisfaction with his performance as governor, and yet you can't beat somebody with nobody. And so the question is, okay, who is it that's going to be the Democratic nominee, and can they put together an effective campaign in order to unseat him? You know, keep in mind that election, that general election, is a long way off, and at this point, 9-10 months is a lifetime in politics. A lot can change between now and then.
The things we do know: if Governor Snyder runs for re-election, he'll have the advantage of incumbency. Also, it is a non-presidential election year, and the Republicans will be the party not in control of the White House, which usually means that's an advantage. Usually the party that doesn't have control of the White House does well in non-presidential election years. Does that create something of a headwind that any Democrat will have to consider, regardless of what Governor Snyder's approval rating may be and regardless of what some things out there may show as an opportunity for Democrats?
It certainly does. And 2010 is a really good example of that, where the Obama administration was not especially popular, and Democratic voters did not turn out in the same numbers that they had in 2008 in Michigan.
And that hurt Mark Schauer running for re-election to Congress.
It hurt him very much, and it hurt, you know, a variety of other folks across the state as well. And so the question becomes whether or not Democrats will rally around the candidates that are on the Democratic ballot for all offices, but certainly for governor.
Western Michigan University political science professor John Clark. A longer version of this interview can be found at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.